This is the podcast for the Academic Idioms page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Although it's often assumed that idioms are too informal for use in academic English, two studies have identified idioms which occur fairly frequently in spoken and written academic English. This podcast describes idioms in academic English, giving information on what an idiom is, why academic idioms should be studied, as well as a list of academic idioms for spoken and written English from a recent study of idioms by Julia Miller in 2019, giving first the background to the creation of the list and finally the list itself. In the podcast, I'll just give a few example idioms. The full list can be found on the website. First then, what is an idiom? An idiom is a fixed, well-established, multi-word expression, the meaning of which is not deducible from the individual words. The following are some examples of idioms in everyday, not academic English. Raining cats and dogs, meaning raining very hard. Break a leg, said before a performance, meaning good luck. Behind one's back, meaning secretly. The following are some examples of idioms for academic English use. On the other hand, meaning from another point of view, showing contrast. Bear in mind, meaning think of something, especially as a warning. The bottom line, meaning the main or essential point. And take on board, meaning accept or deal with a problem or idea. Why study academic idioms? Idioms are common in everyday spoken and written English. Although it's often assumed that idioms are too informal for use in academic English, two studies by Simpson and Mendis, 2003, and Miller, 2019, have identified idioms which are used in academic contexts, more commonly in spoken academic contexts, though also in academic writing. In Miller's study, idioms in spoken academic texts, including repetitions, occurred with a frequency of 835 per million words, or close to 0.1%. While this figure is not as high as, say, the words in the academic word list at 10%, or the academic collocation list at 1.4%, productive knowledge of idioms will assist students in becoming part of the academic discourse community, while receptive knowledge will aid them in understanding spoken or written texts. Miller reports that idioms may sometimes be signposted by lecturers, for example via the phrase as it were, or writers, for example via the phrase as they say, or by use of quotation marks. However, these methods do not always signal idiom use, do not help students to understand the meaning of idioms, and in fact add a layer of complexity to academic English study, in terms of what as it were and as they say mean, and why quotation marks are used in that way. Next, let's consider the background to the academic idioms list. The list of academic idioms on the website comes from the study by Julia Miller, 2019, which used two academic English corpuses, the British Academic Spoken English, or BASE corpus, for spoken texts, in other words lectures and seminars, and the Oxford Corpus of Academic English, or OCAE, which is a corpus for written texts. Only idioms with a frequency of more than 1.2 per million words in the BASE were included. The range of idiom use in the list is shown by the number of texts in which each idiom occurs, as well as the number of faculties, in other words disciplinary groups, it occurs in. Miller's study used four such faculties, namely social science, which had the highest idiom use with 234 per million words, arts and humanities, which had 191 idioms per million words, life and medical sciences, which had 183 per million words, and physical sciences, which had the least frequent use, 76 per million words. Most idioms in the list occur in more than one faculty, meaning they are suitable for study by all students of academic English. The most frequent idiom used in only one faculty, Gold Standard, the 24th most frequent idiom in spoken academic English and 10th most frequent in written academic English, was used only in the life sciences, medical articles. Finally, let's look at the academic idioms list. So in total, there are 170 idioms for spoken academic English and 38 idioms for written academic English. Here I'm just going to list the idioms. For more information, such as meaning, frequency, and the number of texts and faculties the idiom occurs in, please visit the website. We'll begin with spoken idioms. 1. On the other hand. 2. Bear in mind. 3. On the one hand. 4. The balance of power. 5. At the end of the day. 6. On the other. 7. The bottom line. 8. Take on board. 9. By and large. And 10. A step further or a step back. And looking at the 10 most common written idioms, number 1 again is on the other hand. Number 2, in light of or in the light of. Number 3, on the one hand. Number 4, on the other. Number 5, in the hands of. Number 6, bear in mind. Number 7, in its own right. Number 8, along the lines of. Number 9, in the long run. And number 10, gold standard. For more information on this topic, including a complete list of spoken and written idioms, please visit the website eapfoundation.com/vocab/academic/other/idioms.